Morning, everybody, on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, has been into the woods to see As You Like It. The Chesapeake Shakespeare Company does their annual summer production, and Judy has this review.
It's snowing in summer in the ruins of the Patapsco Female Institute in Ellicott City. A snowball fight is one of the most charming elements in Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's outdoor production of As You Like It. The snowball fight, with actual snowballs, introduces us to the character of a usurped duke who is living in the Forest of Arden with a band of followers. It's a stretch, but the snowball fight enhances the playful, carefree nature of their existence. And the snow fits the song at the end of the scene, sung here by composer and company member Daniel O'Brien.
Blow, blow the winter wind. Thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude.
This music has an Elizabethan flair, but Chesapeake Shakespeare's eclectic production also includes a prominent modern-day musical element. Director Patrick Kilpatrick opens the show with the full cast singing Stuck on You, a song by the pop singer Miko.
You are the one I could see having fun with, not just for the night, but for the rest of my life.
Incorporating this pop song may be more of a stretch than snowballs, but it's another charming touch. The song crops up whenever two characters fall in love at first sight, a fairly frequent event. We hear Stuck on You again when the play's heroine, Rosalind, meets her love interest, Orlando. And we hear it several times in the Forest of Arden, where most of the play takes place. Rosalind and Orlando independently seek sanctuary in the forest, unaware that they've both wound up in the same neck of the woods. As You Like It is one of Shakespeare's comedies in which everyone winds up in the woods, and romances become entangled as the wrong people fall in love. In this case, in part because Rosalind has disguised herself as a man, for safety's sake. Eventually, Rosalind works out her own love life, correctly aligns three other couples, and helps mend feuds between two sets of brothers. Blythe Koons starts out promising as Rosalind, but as the production continues, she tends to race through her lines, sacrificing text. Vince Isenson plays her true love, Orlando, with a fine, natural command of Shakespeare's language. He's even expressive when Rosalind's mere presence renders him speechless. The idea of a woman playing a man could be one reason the director cast an actress, Jenny Leopold, in the traditionally male role of Jaques, the melancholy attendant to the usurped duke. The actress may wear widow's weeds, but her Jaques is more of a cheerful philosopher than a dark presence, even when she delivers the play's most famous speech.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts.
Jaques' casting and demeanor is one of the unusual elements that doesn't quite work. In addition, there's some confusing multicasting. The costumes have an Edwardian look, think Downton Abbey, for reasons that also aren't entirely clear. And there are a few cases of overacting. In the end, Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's As You Like It is a bit of a mashup, a late 16th century play in early 20th century dress with a 21st century theme song. But somehow, particularly on a beautiful summer night, most of it comes together. And hey ho, who could resist a snowball fight in July?
Hey ho, sing hey ho unto the green holly. Most friendship is feigning, most loving mere folly. Then hey.
As You Like It is presented by the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company until July 20th. We'll have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. You can hear J. Wynn Russick's theater reviews every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
That does not bite so much.